Chapter 2. The Game of Black and White. When we were taught 1, 2, 3, and ABC, few of us were ever told about the game of black and white. It is quite as simple, but belongs to the hushed-up side of things. Consider first that all your five senses are differing forms of one basic sense, something like touch. Seeing is highly sensitive touching. The eyes touch or feel light waves, and so enable us to touch things out of reach of our hands. Similarly, the ears touch sound waves in the air, and the nose tiny particles of dust and gas. But the complex patterns and chains of neurons which constitute these senses are composed of neuron units which are capable of changing between just two states, on or off. To the central brain, the individual neuron signals either yes or no. That's all. But, as we know from computers, which employ binary arithmetic in which the only figures are 0 and 1, these simple elements can be formed into the most complex and marvelous patterns. In this respect, our nervous system and the 0-1 computers are much like everything else, for the physical world is basically vibration. Whether we think of this vibration in terms of waves or of particles, or perhaps wavicles, we never find the crest of a wave without a trough, or a particle without an interval or space between itself and others. In other words, there is no such thing as a half wave, or a particle all by itself without any space around it. There is no on without off, no up without down. Although sounds of high vibration seem to be continuous, to be pure sound, they are not. Every sound is actually sound silence. Only the ear does not register this consciously when the alternation is too rapid. It appears only in, say, the lowest audible notes of an organ. Light, too, is not pure light, but light darkness. Light pulsates in waves, with their essential up-down motion, and in some conditions the speed of light vibrations can be synchronized with other moving objects, so that the latter appear to be still. This is why arc lights are not used in sawmills, for they emit light at a pulse which easily synchronizes with the speed of a buzz.